wall, but I won't call. Kiss me when you're leaving, no good that will do. It's goodbye and so long to you. You can call me your old dog, can call me what you may. Call me on the telephone, I won't be home. Freedom's my desire, I'm all through with you. It's goodbye and so long to you.
Hillbilly Heaven. Support comes from listener donations and from Roman's Famous Meats and Seafood in Hounsdale, Pennsylvania. International custom meats, old school butcher techniques. Specialty for all holidays, romansfamous.com. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The forecast for this evening is cloudy with a chance of rain tonight and a chance of showers after midnight. Some patchy fog tonight. It's going down to the mid-50s. A chance of rain tonight is at 50%, and tomorrow cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly sunny, patchy fog in the morning, and a 40% chance of showers. Tomorrow highs in the mid-70s, yeah, and tomorrow night partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. Monday will be a mostly sunny day. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York. This is Radio Catskill. We're your community radio station serving the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York. Dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. This morning, there was a royal wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. And on today's program, we're going to be celebrating love and marriage.
Chapel and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married. We really love you and we're gonna get married. Going to the chapel, oh Lord.
Birds all sing as you
Britain and America come together in that song by Eric Clapton and B.B. King from Riding with the King, released in 2000. And it's a day to celebrate love and marriage. We heard Laura Nyro, Wedding Bell Blues, from her 1966 debut album. And we started the program with the Dixie Cups, Going to the Chapel of Love, released in 1964. And Phil Spector was one of the composers of that song. And today is a special day. This morning was the royal wedding between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. It was broadcast live on almost all of the television stations. And it's such a beautiful thing to experience, such an uplifting, positive, and beautiful wedding. So today's program, we're going to be celebrating that feeling. One of the things that I particularly enjoyed watching the wedding between these two was when they said their vows, and they said some very traditional wedding vows. He had this beautiful royal British accent, and then she was very American, very plain. It sounded like a West Coast American accent as they said their vows. And one of the things that surprised me is I've always, you know, when I have been married and it was time to say our vows, we said, "I do." But I didn't realize that it's a British custom to say, "I will." You know, will you take this person to be your husband and you, or your wife, and you say, "I will." So when I listened to the song that Paul McCartney wrote, a love song that he wrote, as only Sir Paul McCartney can write love songs, the song is called "I Will," and it takes on a new meaning for me. So it's an interesting blend between the royal pomp and circumstance of such a magnificent ceremony as a royal wedding, combined with the gospel choir. Now, we're going to be hearing a recording from the royal wedding later in today's program. But hearing these two cultures come together in this wedding, it makes me think about all the ways that the music between the British and the American worlds has collided. So we need to listen to some Paul McCartney songs. One of his most passionate love songs from his first solo recording in 1970, "Maybe I'm Amazed." And then we'll hear that love song called "I Will." This is the Beatles, Paul McCartney.
Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you. Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still. Will I wait a lonely lifetime? If you want me to, I will. For if I ever saw you, I didn't catch your name. But it never really mattered. I will always feel the same. Love you forever and forever. Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together. Love you when we're apart. And when at last I find you, your song will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to be near you. For the things you do, and dear you to me, oh, you know I will.
Sir Paul McCartney, two songs, I Will, from the Beatles' White Album, released in 1968, and Maybe I'm Amazed, from his first solo recording in 1970. I'm Kathy Geary, and on today's program, hey people, it is love and marriage. So, you know, Paul McCartney, such an amazing songwriter, he grew up listening to American songbook music. His father was a musician, and they would have family gatherings, and they would sing. And in he recorded an album in 2012 called Kisses on the Bottom, and it refers to kisses on the bottom of a letter. And he records all these incredible versions of American standard love songs. But there's one that in particularly tickles my fancy. My very good friend, the milkman, says that I should marry you. The lyrics by Johnny Burke and music by Howard Spina. So we're going to listen to that McCartney recording. And then because it is love and marriage, what more could you ask for when it comes to a singer than Frank Sinatra? Love and marriage. And then we're going to hear from a pair of sisters, Kate and Anna McGarrigle, pondering on the jigsaw puzzle of life. Three lighthearted songs about love and marriage. Let's start with my very good friend, the milkman.
I'm a very good friend, the milkman says, that I've been losing too much sleep. He doesn't like the hours I keep, and he suggests that you should marry me. My very good friend, the mailman, says that it would make his burden less if we both had the same address, and he suggests that you should marry me. Then there's a very friendly fellow who prints all the latest real estate news, and every day he sends me blueprints of cottages with country views. All my very good friends, the neighbors say, that they've been watching little things I do, and they perceive that I love you. So I suggest that you should marry me. Thank you. And there's a very friendly fellow who prints all the latest real estate news, and every day he sends me blueprints of cottages with country views. All my very good friends, the neighbors say that they've been watching little things I do, and they perceive that I love you. So I suggest that you should marry me.
Institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary. Try to separate them. It's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Try to separate them. It's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have one without the other.
Like the seed of the wheat in an autumn wind, we met out in midair and fell together in a path of ground and grew to be a pair, but not a pair in the usual sense, as you were much too tall, with curly hair while mine was straight and I was much too small. The jigsaw puzzle of life. our puzzle is faded, half the pieces are lost. It's limp with 10 years' wear. Our edges are ragged and the fit is loose. I guess that we'd best take care. Our scene is pastoral, naive like our minds, enough fun to be in sometimes. We want a change from the fields and the skies, and crave some thoughts or some lines. We were like interlocking pieces in the jigsaw puzzle of life. Interlocking pieces in the jigsaw puzzle of life.
That was Kate and Anna McGarrigle, The Jigsaw Puzzle of Life. That was recorded in 1976. We heard Frank Sinatra, Love and Marriage Go Together Like a Horse and Carriage. And if you happen to watch the royal wedding this morning coming out of Windsor, you saw Harry and Meghan in a horse-drawn carriage parading around the city. It was so beautiful. And we started that set with Paul McCartney. My very good friend, the milkman, says you should marry me. That's from his Kisses on the Bottom album, released in 2012. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're celebrating love and marriage. So there's a lot of romantic songs out there, but Sting wrote a song called The Fields of Gold, and it captures for me the feeling of an older traditional folk song, something that comes out of the British Isles. You know, love is a very complicated emotion. I think it's interesting that one word covers such an immense variety of subtle feelings. You know, we have a lot of words to describe things, and we've got a lot of words for a lot of negative feelings. But somehow love is a word that blankets so many things. And I find that when I try to understand what love is, there's so many more subtle things in it. One of the things that a wedding always inspires in me is the feeling of reverence, which is one of the components of love. Aretha Franklin called it respect. Another one is like the empathy that love brings as you share your life with somebody. The acceptance is a big part of love. So love is a complicated emotion. And songwriters and singer-songwriters express many different sides of what love is. So, it's good. We're going to listen to Sting's Field of Gold, and then from Paul Simon's So Beautiful or So What, released in 2011, we'll hear a song called Dazzling Blue. Let's start with Sting, Fields of Gold.
Forget the sun in his jealous sky as we walk in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while upon the fields of Bali. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. sky as we lie in fields of gold. See the west wind move like a lover's soul upon the fields of barley. Feel her body rise when you kiss her mouth among the fields of gold. I never made promises lightly, and there have been some that I've broken. I swear in the days still left, we walk in fields of gold. We walk in fields of gold. Summer days among the fields of barley. See the children run as the sun goes down among the fields of gold. You'll remember me when the west wind moves upon the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold. When we walked in fields of gold.
Build a wall that nothing can break Sweet July, and we drove the Montauk Highway and walked along the cliffs above the sea. And we wondered why and imagined it was someday. And that is how the future came to be. Dazzling blue, roses red, fine white linen to make a marriage bed. And we'll build a wall that nothing can break through, and dream our dreams of
Paul Simon, Dazzling Blue, recorded in 2011 on his album So Beautiful or So What, and right before that, Sting, Fields of Gold from 1993. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, today's program, Love and Marriage. This morning was the royal wedding, and one of the things that was beautiful about the music in the service was the combination of European traditional British music combined with American gospel singing. There was a performance by the Kingdom Choir conducted by a woman named Karen Gibson, and they sang Stand By Me, a song that was written in 1961 and originally recorded by Ben E. King. And we are going to listen to the recording. This is the royal wedding, May 19th, this morning. This is the Kingdom Choir singing Stand By Me.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see, no, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand, stand by me.
So darling, darling, stand by me.
Ooh,
stand by me.
Hey, yes, stand by me. Stand by me. Stand by me.
Should crumble to the sea.
I won't cry, I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long as you stand, stand by me.
So darling, darling, stand.
Stand by me.
Stand by me.
Today, fans, thanks for checking out our YouTube channel. Subscribe by clicking that button.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She loves you. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the festivities, the feelings on that recording, Love Is All You Need, mirror the feelings that I experienced this morning tuning into the royal wedding, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle getting married, and John Lennon reminding us, you know, how powerful love is. We heard a song from John Lennon, a solo recording from the album called Milk and Honey. It was a posthumous release. He was murdered, let's face it, in 1980. And Milk and Honey, Yoko Ono released it in 1984. And that song, Grow Old With Me, was a cassette recording that John had made, one of his final recordings. And we started this last set with an actual recording from this morning ceremony at the royal wedding, the Kingdom Choir, conducted by a woman named Karen Gibson, singing Stand By Me. And I do enjoy singer-songwriters, and I love rock and roll. But there was such a beautiful performance at the royal wedding this morning, which is a little bit outside of the genre that I normally play, in that it's a virtuoso instrumental recording on cello by a 19-year-old black man named Sheku Kane Mason. He did a beautiful performance of Debussy's Après un Rêve. So I'd like to finish the program today and listen to just a little bit of this beautiful cello music from this morning's royal wedding. That was a cello solo from the royal wedding this morning by Sheku Kane Mason. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, today's music celebrating love and marriage. I hope you enjoyed the program. And once again, thank you so much for listening.